Well, you know what it is. It's Friday at 8:22, so of course it's time for
Show.
Dana Clark is here along with Greg Russell, and because of limited budget, I spent the dollar on the Frankenmuth News because the headline, special events added to Frankenmuth Auto Fest, so we have to make up our own echo chamber for that opening, just so you know. But here we are, and it's time to talk about movies that we used to talk about at the theater. And trust me, there are movies at the theater, and I love seeing movies at the theater, not just because of Imagine's fresh popped popcorn with real butter. That's a big part of it. But Netflix has been really doing a great job in changing the way America watches films.
That they have. I mean, they've got a new movie coming out today called Kate, which, remember when we talked about that movie, The Protégé, just the other week or so ago?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same thing. This one, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, along with Woody Harrelson, they star in this movie where she was trained as a little girl to become this assassin, you know, to go out and get the bad guys. Well, all of a sudden, something goes wrong, and she goes from being the hunter to becoming the hunted.
Well, let's listen.
Kate, what happened to you?
I missed. I think I was poisoned before the hit. V, who was the target?
The Grand Honcho of the Yakuza.
How much time do I have?
14 hours, maybe 15.
Kate, it's gonna be okay.
You won't get any more questions from me after today.
Who are you?
I'm Kate.
Another comedy.
Not to be confused with Karen. This is Kate, not Karen.
This is Kate, not Karen.
Right.
I don't know. Should I be rushing to Netflix to watch that in place of my favorites like Ted Lasso or I don't know which channel, Jack Whitehall, Travels with My Father? Have you guys checked that out yet? Come on.
No.
You haven't checked it out yet.
I haven't.
Kim and I were late to the morning show with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell. That's a great show taken on. It is such a takeoff on Matt, what's his name? Matt Lauer. Oh, she's mad at me for not remembering Matt's name. How soon we forget.
I know. He's been going. It's like, who?
So how soon we forget. I mean, it's a complete direct steal from the life and times of Matt Lauer. I mean, even to the point where his wife comes in and says, I'm divorcing you, and I'm taking the kids to the Hamptons. Wait a minute. That's what Matt's wife said. And then the little thing under the desk that makes the door close and lock, which everyone denies ever existed, that's there in it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Tell me about Kate. Here we go.
Oh, it's not as exciting as that Matt Lauer story, I got to say.
Probably not.
It's one of those where it should also be called, you know, John Wick's sister. It's got, you know, a lot of action as far as, you know, taking people down and all like that. Like I said, her main thing is a person who was one of her targets, she all of a sudden befriends that person's daughter and tries to help her. And also, at the beginning, she, Kate, that is, gets some type of poison put into her where she's only got 24 hours to live. So it's, you know, this time-sensitive thing. I know everything that can go wrong goes wrong. I mean, you know, next thing you know, Progressive canceled her insurance. I mean, everything. Everything went bad.
Oh, boy. All right, what do we give it? How many thumbs up or down do we give it?
You know, like out of our four, you know, we could say definitely a good, like, 2.5. I mean, it is fun action. So it's one of those where you can sit down, you don't have to think, but you can see a lot of action in it. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead does an excellent job. And Woody Harrelson, as always, is good. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you if he's a good guy or bad guy. You just have to watch it to see.
All right. Another, it's been around a while. Let's hear from The Circle.
On social media, you can be anyone and say anything. So who would you be if $100,000 was on the line? Welcome to The Circle.
What's up, Circle?
A new social experiment where players don't meet face-to-face.
What?
They only communicate through The Circle.
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 Circle? Take me to my profile.
Oh, man. This is better than Christmas.
Well, there you are. It's better than Christmas.
Better than Christmas. Yeah, this is season three. I did interviews for this one as well as the first two seasons. This one, I have to say, is definitely the best one because they've really got some characters on here. It's all about people trying to figure out if you're telling the truth about yourself or not. Because it would be a deal where, you know, Dana might put up a picture of herself or her actual self because none of these people can actually meet each other and say, my name's Dana, I'm from Detroit, and da-da-da-da-da. Whereas Paul W., you put up a picture of, let's just say, Farrah Fawcett and say, your name is Judy, and we have to believe it. You've got to pretend to be that person, you know, throughout the entire series. So everybody has to guess and try and figure out who's telling the truth and who is not. But, yeah, they have definitely got some characters on this season. So if you're into the reality shows, you know, where it's, you know, primarily for a younger audience, but if you're into those type of shows trying to figure things out, then this will be a fun little watch for you.
All right. That's The Circle. And before that, Kate, right here on Movie Show. Plus. I thought we'd hear the music there, but yeah, I'm just the host. It is 8...